How can you not like that music, huh? Little Marshall Tucker Band right there. Sounding good. I like it. Put a little skip in your step. All right, we took a couple calls during the break, cleared the lines. That left some lines open right now at 1-888-767-4348. You call in. We'll get your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. Like Tony calling from Glendale with a plumbing question. Good morning, Tony.
Yes, good morning. My question is, when I turn on the water, hot water on the kitchen sink, first it is fine. When the water gets warmer, it's like the pipes start to rattle, but actually the water is vibrating the whole thing, and then water comes out also kind of like on and off, on and off, on and off. Is that the faucet causing that?
Could it very well could be. Is it only at the kitchen faucet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And only when water gets hot.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm suspicious that it is just the faucet, okay? And you could test that by disconnecting the hot side underneath the counter.
Okay.
And crack the valve on the wall and fill a bucket and just see if it does it. Now, if it does it that way, this is something that's just recently started.
Yes, it's recent.
Yeah. It's probably the faucet. If it's not the faucet, then we've developed something has changed maybe in the way of the pressure at the house, and we may have to go to like a little mini arrestor mounted right there underneath the kitchen sink, which is really easy to do, and that eliminates the air hammer that's causing that's the vibration inside the pipes.
All right.
But try it with the angle stop valve and a bucket. See if it does it. If it doesn't, then you're probably going to just replace the faucet and be all set. Let's see if we can bring Nancy into the conversation. Nancy?
Good morning.
Calling from Phoenix. Good morning.
My mother is moving into a house that has a sunken living room. Okay. And we would like to cover that in so that it's even with the rest of the flooring around it, but we don't know what the best process would be.
You know, when you get a couple guys out there to take a look at it, you may get a guy or two that tells you, let's just put some 2x6s or 2x8s down and put plywood on top of that to bring it up flush. We don't like that method at all, Nancy. It's putting wood down below grade. It creates a condition conducive for termite infestation. It's much, much better. What we do is we go in there and we cut the sheetrock up above the floor, because right now as you step down in the living room, the sheetrock goes down all the way to the floor. We chalk a line and we cut that and we get it completely out of there. And then there's generally little furring strips that are mounted on the masonry stem wall. We have to get those out of there. And then we fill the whole thing with ABC fill and 4.5 inches of concrete. And then the electrical receptacles around the outside perimeter of the house probably have to be raised, because you don't want the electrical receptacle 2 inches above the ground, you know, above the finished floor.
Right.
And if you'll measure the room, I can tell you to do it right. What we like to do before we do all that is we go in and we termite treat underneath that whole area. Because once you then have 4 inches of concrete, 4 inches of ABC, 4 inches of concrete, and 4 inches of ABC, sometimes that area can be hard to treat should termites ever come. So we saturate the area with termite pretreat, then we put in the ABC, then we put in the concrete, we cut the sheetrock, we raise all the electrical receptacles, patch the drywall, get it ready for painting, and then you can put whatever floor cover you want in there when you were done. Generally speaking, if you'll measure the room, you're going to be between $20 and $30 a square foot to do that right.
And then what about letting the concrete cure? Like, how does that work inside the house?
That's a great question. Well, generally what we do, because that's a lot of humidity inside the house, because as concrete cures, people call it curing. It's really not curing. It's hydrating. You're off-gassing a ton of humidity. And we generally just put some fans in there. We don't blow the fans right onto the concrete surface. We point them up into the room just to keep the air circulating. And that accelerates it a little bit. You might consider having this done before your mom moves in.
Yes.
Yeah. And then within a couple days, you're in pretty good shape. What floor covering would your mom want back down when it's done?
She's putting carpet back down.
Okay. Well, carpet can go back down generally after about 4 or 5 days. If you're going to go with tile and grout, we have to wait a little bit longer than that.
Okay. And do you have any companies that you recommend?
And where is the house, Nancy?
Phoenix, 35th Avenue in Bell Area.
Yeah. I believe TWD would do that. Kirk Development would do it. Both Rosie Certified Remodelers. At Rosie Remodeling, we do it. We do it fairly often. Oh. So any one of those three companies, depending on how busy the other guys are, this is kind of considered a smaller job. And depending on how busy they are, they may or may not be able to get to it. Now, Rosie loves small jobs. If I could just do small jobs, that's all I would do. You get in, you get them done, and you go to the next one. These jobs that you go on and you're there for 6 or 8 or 9 months, I get worn down.
Get a little stir crazy.
I get worn down.
Right. Okay. And give me that number, please.
Nancy, and you could just dial this same number you dialed to call the radio show. Just dial that number during the week and let them know you want somebody to come out and take a look at infilling the. Do y'all have keys to the house yet?
No, it's about 3 weeks out, okay. And then she was going to do some of the changing out of things before she actually moved in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just call that same number, and that puts you in touch with Rosie Remodeling Monday through Friday, and we'll send somebody out, measure it up for you, and give you a specific written detail.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, at the little Rosie Remodeling Company, we're looking for good people. If you're in the business and you want to make a step up in your career, give us a call.